job with his plan, you know, having done this a couple of times now, of getting, you know, the right mix of mental reps and physical reps and rest. So, you know, I think it's a combination of all of it. You gotta tailor your week a little bit different than normal, and just make sure that Thursday night you feel good and you're ready to go.
Matt, this is the first week that we saw some players benched. At what point does the team say, okay, as far as chances of the postseason, that's over, and you say we're playing for pride and playing for jobs next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly with our record, you know, that's kind of what it comes down to. You got to take pride in what you do. And how you play is important. And I think, you know, I think guys understand that. And certainly in this league, you know, your spot on the roster is never guaranteed. And so you got to keep working at it. You got to play as hard as you can. You got to prepare as best you can. You got to take pride in what you do.
Matt, obviously the execution wasn't great on Sunday. How did you feel the effort was?
I think the effort's been all right. I don't think the effort's been our problem this year. I think it's, you know, it's come down to execution. And, you know, sloppy play. I think making mistakes prior to the snap of the ball, you know, we can't have those kind of things. And you know, they lead to poor execution then, too. When you're in the wrong spots and you're not doing what you need to do, myself included, you know, it puts you behind the eight ball. So I think we need to be better in that department, but I think our effort's been there.
Matt, do you think part of striving for that execution has kind of led to some guys to maybe tighten up a little bit, not play as loose out there?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I think that, you know, we've always strived to have no mental errors going into the games. And you understand that, you know, it's you're not going to be perfect, but you want to be close to it. And we haven't been close to it for whatever reason. I'm not sure of the reason, but that's something we're trying to be better at.
On a short week against an opponent you already played and an opponent you're used to, is it more about taking care of Falcon football as opposed to, you know, going over tape of the opponent?
Yeah, I think I think certainly every week has to be about that. You have to know your plan inside and out. With their specific defense, they give you some different looks that you have to be prepared for what they're going to do, because they're different from a lot of other people in this league, and Rob Ryan has some crazy looks on third downs that you have to be prepared for, and you have to know how we're going to handle it. So I think the biggest thing is let's take a look at some of their different stuff, understand what they're trying to do with their different stuff, and make sure we're sound in how we're going to handle
having
it.
Having seen that once already, how much of an advantage, or is he in a whole closet full of other
people? Man, he's got a lot of different things. We've played against him a number of times now in Oakland and Cleveland and Dallas and now once already in New Orleans. And so he's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. There's no doubt about that. And typically, you know, every game has something that you haven't seen up until that point. And so it's important that we adjust to that quickly, find out what their plan for the day is, and try and get rolling.
Typically, this is a game that has playoff implications, who's going to win the division. At this point, all you can do is play spoiler. Do you think that gives you a little bit of an advantage going in?
You know, I'm not sure, but certainly, you know, having played in this game a number of times, you know that both cities are into it, and that makes it fun. And I think both teams are into it, and understand that there's a lot on the line, regardless of what our record is. You know, but we just gotta focus on winning it. You know, and not trying to disrupt anything that they're doing. That's part of, you know, the outcome of it. But we gotta worry about us and what we can do to get a win.
You're finding out how the other half lives. Can you imagine guys who go a few years in a row in the middle of November and you're looking around going, what the?
Yeah, it's not fun. You know, it's certainly not fun when you know, you're not in the mix. And we've been fortunate, you know, in the past to kind of have been in the mix, even the year we didn't go to the playoffs, to have been in the mix and to be close. And so when you're not, it stinks. But you know, it is what it is at this point. We got to play our best. And hopefully in the future we're not in this position again.
How surreal is it, Matt, just to go through this? And is there anything you're learning from dealing, you know, I know you try to keep preparations the same, but it's got to obviously feel a lot different than it has around here since you've been here.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's different, you know, and again, we've been fortunate to have been, you know, in the mix late in the year, every year, but it's part of this league, you know. There's times when it's going to be humbling, and you got to keep your head down and keep going. I think you learn from everything, the good, the bad, and sometimes more from the bad than the good. And so, you know, I think everybody's trying to learn from it, apply it to themselves, find ways to get better, find ways to use it as motivation and just keep going forward.